connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Robert and Mary with you again for segment five this hour, coming to you live from the Danube River in Austria as we cruise aboard the Ama Viola between Vienna and Krems. And this portion of the program is sponsored by RedlandCotton.com.
It is, and we're less than 10 days to Christmas, and here we are on a river cruise ship. We better get shopping in the Christmas markets. If you're looking for a gift that will be enjoyed for months and years to come, consider giving a gift from RedlandCotton.com. Redland Cotton products are 100% made in America with all American materials. They're a family-owned company, and they offer terrific sheet sets, duvets, shams, and a line of luxurious red cotton bath towels.
They certainly do. So check out their entire collection of products for your holiday gifts at redlandcotton.com. If you use promo code Santa, you get free shipping. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Jackie Friedman is the president of Nexion, a company with U.S. and Canadian operations who supports nearly 4,000 independent travel agents. She happens to be on this European Christmas market river cruise with us, and she is the godmother of the Ama Viola, which we are cruising today. So to get another perspective on river cruising and some travel trends that she's seen, we asked Jackie to join us on the show. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Mary. It's great to be here.
So, Jackie, listen, or should I say, godmother Jackie Friedman. I mean, how cool is that?
It's the coolest ever.
I mean, it really certainly is, and a major honor. So congratulations on that. You know, earlier in the show, we had Ama Waterways co-owner Christine Karst on the show with us, and we were talking about the various awards this river cruise line has earned. So Nexion has named Ama Waterways their 2017 Best River Cruise Line and Partner of the Year. Why?
Yes. It's the company, it's the culture from Christine and Rudy and all of the ownership group, all the way down to their field staff, their reservation staff. They're just wonderful to work with. They truly, truly want to help our agents be as successful as possible in selling their products. And this is a relationship business, so the relationship with Ama Waterways is wonderful.
And when I say to you, I mean, it's almost rhetorical, because anyone who comes on a river cruise, and I don't want to sound like a shill, I mean, the fact is there are a lot of options in that are out there, but they do it right, and it's the little details that when you're on this ship that you can't explain, it's a terrific experience. It really is, and something that people need to come and they'll understand it.
Yeah, I mean, whether you've cruised before or haven't cruised before, it's a wonderful experience. Think of yourself being in a boutique hotel and your hotel just happens to follow you up or down the river and you end up in the middle of the most beautiful villages, towns, and cities.
Yeah, it's quite a unique experience. Jackie, there really has certainly been a sizable uptick in river cruising over the past few years, and it's continuing to grow. What are you hearing from some of the agents that you're affiliated with? What is it that people are looking for in river cruising, and why is it such a big deal right now?
Traveling along the river is the best way to get into the heart of Europe or Asia.
Right.
You know, river cruising is even expanding.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of the concerns that people might have about ocean cruising, I get seasick, there's not enough to do. You know, being on a river cruise, you really get a chance to see the various destinations, feel the culture, walk the cities, and at this time of year in particular, it's just magical.
And really immerse in a way that you can't through...
You can't.
So, Nexion, you're part of the Travel Leaders Group company.
Mm-hmm.
You've got many brands in the family. I mean, we have not enough time, you know, in the 2.5 minutes or so left to go through that. But you work with a lot of travel professionals, as Mary just mentioned. So as we begin to focus on 2018, I'd like to know really from where you sit and your perspective as leading Nexion, you know, what are some of the trends that you're seeing that you think we should expect for 2018?
No, that's great. And first and foremost, I think it's really important to work with a travel professional, you know, to make sure that as you're planning your travels, that you have someone looking out for you with your best interest in mind, doing some of that research for you. So we're finding more and more consumers turning to working with travel professionals. Yes, they can do it online. So that's one trend that we're seeing. River cruising continues to grow as more and more people experience it. The Rhine and the Danube are the two rivers that they start with, but more and more are looking for new experiences once they're seasoned river cruisers. You know, Vietnam and Cambodia is a wonderful trip as well. So river cruising, we're seeing a lot of Iceland. Not river cruising in Iceland, but that's a big destination. And we still see consumers still interested in cruising and all-inclusive vacations, family and multi-generational travel.
Yes.
I mean, we're sitting here on the river cruise, and we have a number of families
there
that are here
several.
With children, mm-hmm. grandchildren, and especially around the Christmas markets.
Right.
It's just a wonderful way to share culture with the families and
yeah.
do something a little different for the
There's
holidays.
Some lucky grandchildren here.
Exactly.
The grandmother has brought them on board.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to run out of time soon. I'm not going to ask you to pick a favorite. You've traveled all over the world. You certainly do extensive river cruising. Do you have a memorable, vivid memory of something that really stands out for you in river cruising?
I mean, for me, it has to be the moment that I christened the Alma Viola. We were in Wilshofen, Germany, where we will be in a few days. The town came out. The mayor was there. It was a beautiful day, and the champagne bottle broke. So for me, that was...
That's always a good sign.
You know, everyone says, are you nervous? I wasn't until they kept asking me if I was nervous, but you know, we got there early and watching the ship sail in. It was magical.
So, Jackie, very nice to meet you. We're going to have to do this again when we're back in the States, all of us. Really appreciate it. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thanks so much, Robert and Mary. It was great meeting you.
Appreciate that. All right, and folks, that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week, live from Austria. After these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back with another hour of the show. So we hope you stick around for that. We've got a lot more to share with you as we all talk the world of travel, including a trip to the Christmas markets in Budapest.
You've been listening to Rudy Max's World with the Carries, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.